Welcome to the Bureau Briefing, a podcast by the Bureau of Digital, an organization devoted to giving digital professionals the support system they never had. Each episode, we're going to talk to a member of our community doing awesome, inspiring things. Now for your host, Carl Smith.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Bureau Briefing. It is Carl Smith, and with me today, I have got the founder of Command C, which is a female-led team building e-commerce solutions, and it is led by none other than Sarah Bacon. How's it going today, Sarah?
I'm awesome, Carl. How are you?
Oh, I just love it when somebody else says they're awesome, because then I can say I'm awesome, and it's awesome. I think that's all we can say.
Awesome plus awesome equals awesome times two.
Oh, I want so many t-shirts. They're all going to come out of this episode, so many t-shirts. So we were at Owner Camp 11. That's where we met. In Vieques Island, which was kind of magical, not going to lie. And we were in a session that was called work-life balance. And I think you and I both take a little issue with that work-life balance kind of thing. But when we were in there, we started talking about vulnerability. And that conversation for us kind of spilled over through the rest of the night. And eventually we were like, we need to have this conversation. So thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being willing to come on and talk about vulnerability.
Yeah, thanks for paying attention to vulnerability as a topic. I'm excited.
You know, for me, I think my whole career, I always thought of it as being based on being honest, but you can be honest and not be forthcoming.
Totally. Absolutely. And oh my God, that is so applicable to the story that will unfold, I'm sure, later in the podcast. But they're two very different things. And I think the topic of the session, work-life balance, I know for me, there's a divide there, right? And what I've been coming to more and more is how do you take down that divide in a not scary way, right? I don't want to be working all the time. That's not what I'm going for. But how do I bring my true self into my work life when the message that I've been given my whole life is suit up and show up. Don't bring that emotion. There's no crying in baseball, So for me, a big part of that, session was about and about the work that I've been doing in my life and in my work in general is there a way to really integrate these two things in a way that feels authentic and intelligent?
See, I think true entrepreneurs have to be vulnerable because you're taking risk and you have to have some level of transparency or else people won't follow you. Right? We can smell when somebody is being disingenuous, when somebody is keeping things from us, and then they ask us to come with them on a journey. It's if you do, it's just for the job. And I think for me, the first experience where I realized vulnerability, really, not only that it requires strength, right? A lot of people see vulnerability as weakness, but weakness is when you don't tell anybody anything.
Yeah.
Right? Vulnerability requires you to say, look, I don't know. I know I'm in charge. I didn't ask to be, and that's called defensive. but I had a situation where we lost a big client. There were about 8 of us on the team, and somebody was going to have to get let go. Mm. And I actually sat down with the whole team and said, look, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. We don't have the money, and somebody should be let go. It should be me, but it doesn't work that way. I checked. And I don't know what to do. And the entire team said they were happy to take a pay cut until we could figure it out.
Wow.
If I had not been vulnerable, if I had just, done, like you're saying, suit up and show up. If I had done that, I would have just fired somebody, and we landed a big piece of work 3 days later.
Yeah.
And everybody, there was a renewed sense of, I'm going to say love, there was this renewed sense of just trust that everybody knew no matter what happens, they're going to understand. And to me, that was the first, I think, experience with vulnerability where I realized this is a competitive advantage. It sounds horrible to say it that way, but it's the truth. When you can be yourself, it just feels like it's so much easier to survive anything that's coming at you.
Well, and I think it feels better, right? I mean, and it's nuanced. you know, like you're saying, vulnerability isn't just honesty. It's like being willing to share your true self, like your innermost authentic being with the people that you're working with. And I think that's like not a message we've been given, you know?
Right.
I'd love to share with you the story of the yins.
Oh, do it. I am ready for the yin story.
Okay. So in that session in Owner Camp, I basically told the group that I had been sober for 7 years. And I didn't plan on that coming out. But I think that there was a part of me that like sort of subconsciously knew like, hey, if I don't let these people get to know me, like this is a big part of my life, right? And if I don't let these people get to know me in this environment, I'm probably missing out on a super big opportunity. And kudos to you, Carl, and like the space that you created at Owner Camp, which was one in which I clearly felt safe enough to do that. And honestly, I think that was the first time that I brought that part of my life into my work in any way. And that's not to say that like no one knows about it, but the people in my work sphere who know about it are people who I know through other channels as well, like in my personal life. And after that session and as the night went on and you asked me to do this podcast, my first reaction was like, oh, yes, definitely. Awesome. And my second reaction was, oh, crap. There are people on my team who don't know this about me that have been super valuable and like huge contributors to our growth. And so I came home and was like confronted with this kind of pivotal moment. You know, so I got home on late on a Thursday night and we have our team meeting Friday morning. And I felt like this topic of like doing this podcast was something that I had to talk about with my team and loop them into and be like, is this, you know, how do you all feel about this? And my body woke me up at 5 a.m. and was like, call Tiffany and tell her this before you have this team meeting. Like, that's a must. Tiffany and I have been working together really tightly over the past 5 years, and she's a big part of our success. And she doesn't know this big, important piece of my life. And then I started realizing like, oh, here's another liability of being a distributed team, right? Like, it's super easy to pocket in bits of information about yourself that just like have no other reason for the, where there's no other reason for them to come up.
Right.
So I called Tiffany. I told her it was great. We had this team meeting. I recapped everyone on just the power of Owner Camp and especially that session. And like, honestly, Carl, like I came back from Owner Camp with this like renewed clarity about my purpose, and my purpose being like authenticity, vulnerability, and connection.
Oh wow.
I don't know. I came out of Owner Camp with that kind of clarity. And in that team meeting, I said to my team, like, this is our purpose as a company. Like, no more sometimes bidding on jobs that aren't totally right for us. Like, kind of just came back and was like, no more bullshit. And we don't do a lot of bullshit in the first place, but right. I just, that belief system became like clearer to me on a deeper level than ever before. Anyways, back to the story. So we had this great team meeting, and literally 15 minutes afterwards, Amanda, our lead PM, hits everyone up on Slack and is like, hey, folks, I have been thinking about this for a long time, and I know that, you know, we're mostly women here, and oftentimes we throw the word guys around. We're like, hey, guys, on Slack, and I know everyone, I know no one means any harm, but each time I do it myself, like, I sort of cringe, and I was like, thank you for bringing that up. I feel the same way, but it also feels super normal to me to use that language. And a newer member of our team, Melissa, spoke up and was like, actually, it really bothers me. It feels really alienating. It doesn't feel reflective of who I am. She brought up like how her daughter plays sports, and like when her daughter gets mispronounced, it's like really devastating. And it was magical. We had this like totally open conversation about something that could have over the long haul been super corrosive and alienating and divisive. And so, and Tiffany throws out there yins. I was like, Melissa, can you throw out some other alternatives? Like, what other language can we use that's more inclusive? And she was like, folks and y'all and you all. And I was like, great. And Tiffany's like, yins. And we're all like, what is yins, right? And so yins turns out to be Urban Dictionary yins. And it's basically this Pittsburgh phrase for you all, you guys. And so now everyone uses the phrase yins. It's beautiful. It's singular and it's plural. And it's become like an inside joke that is like bonding us as opposed to being like divisive to the team. So to me, that was like the power of vulnerability. Like both people had been mulling on this thing, like secretly like building a resentment about it. And because I led off that conversation in our team meeting, they felt like it was a safe space to bring it up, you know? And that was so, it just was this like tangible thing. I could be like, yes, this works.
And this is so good to hear. I'm seriously goosebumpy over here. Just thinking about you having that call and the way the Slack channel happened and the way that the entire team grew closer. And now there's this level of connection that wasn't there. And that's the beauty of vulnerability. It allows people to get closer, right? And as an owner, as a founder, as a leader, as somebody in the company that's looked up to, when you make yourself vulnerable, it sets the tone.
Totally. Well, I mean, as agency owners, we're literally in the business of connection, right? Like if we're creating products that don't connect, we're not going to get very far. And so I see it very clearly as it's my job to establish connection between myself and my team members and my team members and my team members so that they can then create connection between the clients and them. You know, like it's such a trickle down, top down kind of thing that if that's not starting up high, that's tricky, you know? That's really tricky.
Well, I think it can also go over to clients, you know, and this gets back to that kind of, okay, where are the boundaries here? And we're talking about this. And one of the amazing things that I saw was in kickoff meetings when we started asking clients, like, what are you worried about? Like, what do you think we're going to screw up? Man, we changed the game, right? They didn't know we were allowed to talk about that, that we were supposed to talk about that. And so when we did, and then they would say, well, we worked with this other client and we worked with this other agency and these things happened. And then we would respond with, well, we've actually made that mistake before, you know, but this is the way we handle it now. But it kind of sets that tone that we're going to have this level of honesty. We're going to have this level of forthcomingness. We're going to make sure that you understand how we're feeling, because I think that's the other thing that'll shut you down so fast is we need that vulnerability. We need to be able to see the real people. And it doesn't mean that sometimes people get like, well, vulnerability. I mean, I don't want to live tweet my divorce. And like, that's not vulnerability.
Totally.
Right? That's just going overboard into some sort of meltdown. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Well, that's like, you know, emotional unskillfulness. And I think that that's a really important topic to call out because I think a lot of people have that first response, right? You know, vulnerability doesn't mean being sloppy. It, you know, vulnerability still means like, or, well, you know, in the way that I'm talking about it, it requires discernment. You know, discernment is one of our core values, you know, so it doesn't mean just like let it all spill out. You're not let off the hook for like being a thoughtful mindful adult by being vulnerable.
And this is one of those interesting situations where when you're in a business and a business setting and you do have, I mean, there's legal crap.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. You want to get to this point of vulnerability. And you know, for me, like I had this amazing conversation recently around culture and this idea that when you bring in different people, people different than yourself, and you try to absorb them in your culture, mm-hmm. instead of allowing your culture to adapt and change, mm-hmm. it's a huge issue. But because those people will leave, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, they weren't accepted. They weren't included. But when you get to this point of wanting to understand more,
yeah,
it's a little touchy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's touchy, but I think that's the heart of it, is like being curious and not being afraid to make mistakes. You know, I think that makes making a mistake more okay. You know, so Amanda actually set up a Slack bot, something or other. I don't know how she did it, but Tiffany accidentally said guys the other day. And Slackbot jumped up and was like, I think you mean folks. And
we nice.
Talked about it. And it wasn't a thing because everyone was curious about it. We'd already like acknowledged, hey, we're all going to make mistakes, but like, let's talk about it. And I don't think anyone felt bad about that mistake, you know? So it's like bringing an attitude of curiosity and also understanding that we're human. Like, this is a lot to like be thinking about all the time in a super fast paced, like get it done environment. So tolerance is important.
And it's exhausting. If you're constantly in that mode,
yeah,
you know, it'll wear you down. You have to have, you know, just those opportunities to celebrate together and to do other things. It can't just be looking at, you know, vulnerability can't be 24/7. You have to be vulnerable, but you can't just expose yourself all the time.
Yeah. And I think that's where the discernment comes in
too. Yeah.
You know, it's not vulnerability like for vulnerability's sake. You know, it's like vulnerability for connection's sake.
Right.
Like that's the purpose of it, to foster connection. And there are times where like being vulnerable will not foster connection. It
right.
will foster like, okay, weirdo response.
Well, and the other thing is, given the industry that we're in,
yeah,
I firmly believe that vulnerability is where creativity comes from. Because if you're trying to do something different, if you're trying to find a different approach, maybe to something that's done frequently, but you're putting it out there. And you're putting yourself out there, and you're putting yourself out there for criticism, for suggestions, for feedback. So there's something about that side of it as well, where vulnerability makes what it is we create that much better.
Yeah. Well, I think you said it earlier when we were talking that like uncomfortable is where the magic happens, or yeah. something along those lines. And being vulnerable is like a huge risk, right? Like historically, I've been very cautious with this piece of personal history being my recovery, because that's something that's met with a wide variety of reactions and judgments.
Yeah.
And I am running an agency where it's like, I need people to trust me, you know? And so it's scary. It's scary to expose that part of yourself. But what's scarier to me, and I think that like I arrived at some point at this realization that like what's scarier is not being my true self and not feeling authentic and integrated in my core. Like that's actually really scary. I think we just hit a point where we're like, and maybe not everyone hits this point, maybe I'm just like super lucky to have hit this point, but like where it just becomes clear to me that like life is short and it's not worth it anymore to like not be authentic and not be who you are and not lay it all on the line and not go all out.
Yeah, no, I could not agree more. And, you know, not to get morbid, but, you know, we're all going to die. The
yeah.
question is, are we all going to live?
Yeah.
You know, and when we allow ourselves to be ourselves, like you're saying, and congratulations for getting to that point and embracing it. When we get to that point and we understand that the only way people can truly understand us is to, for them to understand, you know, the things we've done that we aren't necessarily proud of, or the things that we are fighting with, or the failures that we've had, or the things that really matter to us. That's the only way they can get a true picture of who it is that, that they're talking with, and that they're engaging with, and that they're working with, or that they're going to be living with, or whatever it might be.
Yeah, and it's self-filtering, you know? Like, I'm not under any illusion that everyone is going to get down with this, and everyone's going to be like so super cool with it, you know? Like, there might be some people who are still like, she's got no business sharing that. And what I would say to that is, like, we're probably not the right team to work with you, and that's okay.
Exactly. And it's not like you're leading with it. It's not like you're handing somebody a piece of paper that says, this is me. Right? It's something that happens over time. It's something that happens when the time is right. Like for you, coming back from owner camp and realizing we were going to get on the podcast and share this, you had to get with your team. But that's also growth, right? Because now it allows just this level of transparency that comes out of vulnerability where life's just a little bit easier. Well, Sarah, I can't thank you enough for being on the show today and for everything that you shared. Our conversations back on the island were wonderful. And I look forward to staying in touch really frequently, because there aren't many people like you that I've come in touch with in my life who I just feel like I can be vulnerable with.
Thanks, Carl. Again, I just want to say that, you know, you created this really beautiful space that allowed me to feel comfortable with that. And I, like, thank you for that.
You're so welcome. And thanks to everybody that was listening today. We'll be back next week, and we'll see you then.
Take care.